I'd like to share with you a story this evening that comes from my hometown, and it comes from my childhood. And in particular, it comes from my synagogue. We were members of Temple Bethel. And when I was a little girl in the first grade, I had a teacher whose name was Mrs. Rubenstein. Now, if you were to see Mrs. Rubenstein, you would say she was a wall of a woman. The way she stood in front of the class and commanded us with that long list of do's and that long list of don'ts. All the things you're supposed to do as a good Jew and all the things you aren't supposed to do. How many of you remember those long lists from your Sunday school days? Mrs. Rubenstein was a rather plain woman. She never wore a colorful clothes, and she certainly would never have been caught in shoes like these. She wore those kind of teacher flats. You know, the ones that never go out of style? The ones that make that click, click, click sound going down that linoleum hallway? On the top of the do list was, do give to charity, she said. And to make it easy for us, every week in our Hebrew school class, she passed around a box called a pushka. A pushka is a little box that looks kind of like a piggy bank. But obviously, it's not a piggy bank in a synagogue. It's a pushka. And you don't keep the money for yourself. You put your coins in the pushka, and then she would say, "Now, children, when you hear the jingle and jangle of those coins, you know that somewhere in the world, shoeless children will have shoes on their feet and a hot meal in their belly." And it gave us a good feeling to hear the jingle jangle of those coins as we passed that pushka box around the room. Now, one Sunday, I had to go to the bathroom just before the pushka was being passed around, and I raised my hand, and she excused me, and I walked down the long corridor of our temple until I came to our bathroom. And then I opened up the door, and I stepped inside, and then I saw it on the wall. I had never seen it before, but there on the wall in the ladies' bathroom at Temple Bethel was a big, white pushka. I knew it was a pushka because the ladies were putting their coins in the little slot in the top. But unlike our classroom, after the ladies gave, they immediately got a prize out the other end. Now, when the ladies got their prizes, they went into the stalls to unwrap them. And I remembered what Mrs. Rubenstein had said. The highest order of giving in Judaism is to give anonymously. And that's why I knew that they were unwrapping their prizes in the bathroom. They didn't want anybody to know they were being rewarded in the here and now. I started thinking to myself, why would I want to give in her room? We don't get a reward. We have to wait for years to be rewarded in some place called the Ever After. I'm going to ask Diana if she'll put her nickel with mine, and maybe we can get one of these prizes. And so I quickly did my business in the bathroom, and then I ran down that long corridor until I came back to our room. The pushka box was just coming out of Mrs. Rubenstein's desk, and she was just getting ready to pass it around the room when I said to Diana, "Diana, Diana, listen, don't put your nickel in the pushka. There's a big white pushka in the ladies' bathroom. You get a prize right after you give. We're going to run down there during recess, okay? Just jingle the box, but don't put anything in." The box went around the room, and we all jingled, jangled those coins and thought about those kids without those shoes on their feet and no food in their tummies. It's not like I was cheating. I was just giving later. I jingle-jangled the sound. Oh, it rang in my ears. And then I heard that ringing of the recess bell, and it was time for us to take a break. Diana and I ran down that long corridor. We came into the ladies' bathroom. We opened the door. We looked up, and I said, "Diana, there it is, the big white pushka. Let me see your nickel." She fumbled in her pocket, and she took out her nickel, and we put our two nickels into that pushka, and out came the little cardboard box. I said, "Diana, we can't open it here. We have to go into a stall. You know, we don't want anyone to know that we just gave." Remember what Mrs. Rubenstein said? We looked at each other, yes. And so we went into the stall, and we closed the door, and the two of us looked at the box, and we thought, "Wow, we're getting a reward." And then we opened the box, and we looked inside. What is it? I didn't know what the prize was. The only prizes I had ever gotten that came in little boxes like this were out of cereal. And they had never given anything like that in a cereal box. So I took it out of the box, and then I thought, "Oh, I know what it is." I put it around my head, and I tied it in the back. I said, "I think it's a headband." Diana corrected me. She said, "Headbands aren't Jewish. They wouldn't have a headband machine at the temple." And so I took it off my head, and I thought, "Well, it is at the temple." And I started to wave it back and forth a little bit, and then I thought of the holiday Simchat Torah. That's the holiday where Jewish children make flags about the Torah and the state of Israel, and they walk up and down the aisle of the temple waving their flags. And I thought, "It's a Simchat Torah flag." So I started waving it, and I waved it all the way down the hall with Diana behind me until we came back to Mrs. Rubenstein's classroom. And there she was, wall of a woman, standing in the front. She looked at us as we walked into the classroom. I was waving the flag, and she said, "Children, where did you get that? Mrs. Rubenstein, did you know there's a big white pushka in the ladies' bathroom? This was the prize. It's a Simchat Torah flag." She said, "That's not a Simchat Torah flag." "Well, what is it, Mrs. Rubenstein?" "I can't tell you what that is, dear. You're going to have to go down the hall to the office and talk to the principal, Mrs. Epstein. She'll tell you what it is." So we waved the flag all the way down the hallway until we got to Mrs. Epstein's office. Now, I had never really been in her office before. Mrs. Epstein sat at a large oak desk, and she wore glasses, and they were tipped on the edge of her nose, kind of like this. And she said, "Oh, so nice to see you, dears. And what do we have here today? Mrs. Epstein, what is this?" She said, "Oh, my." And then she went on to say, "Where did you get that?" And I explained to her about the big white pushka in the ladies' bathroom. She said, "I can't tell you what that is, dear, but it's not a Simchat Torah flag. You're going to have to ask your mothers what it is." And so I took the flag and waved it lightly down the hallway until the bell rang and class was over. I walked out into the parking lot. My mother was just pulling up her car. She drove a 1967 pink convertible, and the top was down, and she had her arm across those black vinyl seats. She had her hair inside of a headscarf that she called a babushka. It was orange and it had big white spots. And as I slid across her arm in that nice long seat, remember those long seats in those cars from the 60s? She closed the door behind me, and she looked at me, and she said, "So, dear, did you have a good day today?" I said, "Yes, Mommy, I had a real good day." She said, "And what did you learn today, dear?" I said, "Well, Mommy, I just have one big question. Mommy, what is this?" "My goodness, dear, where did you get that?" "Mommy, did you know that there's a great big white pushka in the ladies' bathroom?" And I explained to her how we had taken our coins, Diana and I, we had put them in the machine and we had gotten out this prize. And I said, "Mommy, this is the prize we got out of the big white pushka." "What is it, Mommy?" My mother looked at me and she smiled. She gave me one of those smiles that moms reserve for their kids, kind of like, and then she said, "Well, honey, that is a Barbie doll mattress." Barbie doll mattress machine at the temple. "Well, dear, you know how rabbi's sermons sometimes are very long and boring? Well, that's so that all the little girls who bring their Barbies to temple can put them to sleep." "You mean that wasn't a big white pushka in the bathroom?" "No, dear. That's a Barbie doll mattress machine." "Mommy, will you buy me one of those mattresses next week for my Barbie?" "Yes, dear, I sure will." Well, the next week, my mom bought me one of those mattresses for my Barbie, and I must say, I envied my Barbie. She got to go to sleep during the boring sermon when that's what I wanted to do. And the week after that, my mom bought me another one of those mattresses. And the week after that, and boy, I entered into high school and she was still buying me those mattresses. The truth of the matter is that my mother and I never had one of those heart-to-heart conversations. You know those conversations that little girls often have with their mothers about such things? Well, we never had that talk. It's kind of strange because my mother, Dr. Evelyn Effie Golden, was a gynecologist. And that's the end of that. Thank you. Thank you.